If you have a white lady, you have to let her bare feet touch the ground, and then she'll go inside and write an Instagram post like this long. Just let her do it. She needs it.
Do you have live, laugh, love cursive in your apartment?
Nah, man, my apartment's black as shit. I got it. Just so if my family comes, I'm like, no, she's a good one. Like, that's
yeah. So what do you have in your apartment that makes it black as shit?
I can't think of the name of it.
Other people's stuff?
Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog, if you snag it.
I made contact, but I didn't snag. Oh, God, it was in my hand! Ah! It's dead, right there.
What a fucking snag, dude.
It's dead, dude.
Did you find the body?
Hold on, give me the light.
I saw him go down.
Dude, I smashed that thing to smithereens.
Wow, that was crazy. You grabbed that, dude.
Bro, I'm at the top of my fucking game right now.
Yeah, there it is. I see him. I see him. It's official.
Zoom in, Gardy.
That's big.
Snag, saw him, and then threw him down and stomped him.
That's big.
I got him twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam. All right, where are we at?
I went to Catholic school and kids would fucking faint. We had to go to church every week. And there's no air conditioning. It was hot as fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
Kids would faint. And it's Catholic, so you're standing and kneeling,
Were you an altar boy?
No, I wasn't.
I was.
I got out of there. Oh, nice.
I got caught in third grade drinking the wine.
Damn.
Yeah.
Third grade?
The priest came in and he's like, what are you doing?
He's like, jackpot.
Yeah, he was
a little drunk, buzzed up. Yeah.
I love that.
So sorry.
How did I forget this?
What?
In the hotel in Indianapolis, check in. I'm like, I'm going to jack off.
Yeah.
I'm in there naked on top of the made bed. Fully naked. I was about to get in the shower.
Yeah.
Cracked open the lotion. I'm laying there. Phone like this. Dude. A dude just opens the door. A dude just walks in.
What?
And
did he feast his eyes?
And took him a long time to avert his eyes. His gaze was on my body. And I also didn't move. I just was like, dude, what are you doing? There was no shame. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I said, my life, my rules. It was crazy. He was like, no one's supposed to be in here. I was like, well, I'm in here and I'm fucking jacking off. I haven't been caught whacking off in so long. I didn't give a fuck.
No way, dude. He was just feasting his eyes.
Feasted his eyes. I mean, it must have looked nuts. I was on top of a white bed. I was like an octopi.
He might not have seen you, dude.
I don't think he saw me because he stood there for a minute like, hello? I was like, what are you, dude? He saw me rock hard, too. As hard as it gets, dude. Maybe that's why I was not ashamed. If he would have got me early,
yeah,
lotioning up,
working
a pud,
up a soft burn,
working a pud with lotion.
Fuck you! Get the fuck out of here,
dude.
Yeah, that's the best thing ever.
I laughed. He heard me laughing. He was like, "Don't tell anyone." I was like, "I'm not going to tell anyone." By the way, right back to work.
Of course, dude.
Put the hard hat back on.
Of course.
So shout out to that guy who witnessed.
He froze.
I mean, the abominable snowman was laying down. The fucking Yeti was whacking off, dude. Dude, I was laying flat on a fully made hotel bed. I must have looked huge, dude. In the dark, your eyes are adjusting. He was like, "What the fuck is that? No one's supposed to be in here.
What the fuck?
What are you doing?" Oh,
dude.
Touch football. Tackle. Is preposterous
for kids.
Yes,
it's crazy.
It's outrageous.
I would honestly come out and flog if I saw a bunch of kids playing touch. I'd come out and
say, "Hey, start hitting
the fuck out of here. Lower your head.
Lower your shoulder.
Yeah, not your head. Lower your shoulder."
Then my one friend Mike Connolly got hit puberty. He was not allowed to play anymore. We started secretly playing tackle football. We started secretly playing football without him. And occasionally be like, "Hey, can I come over?" And we'd be like, "Dude, get out of here."
Yeah, no way. That was sick.
So good.
Dude, peeping out dude's armpit hair in the pool was always just devastating.
And making fun of him, being like, dude, what do you cum? Ew.
See, I wasn't equipped with any of that. I would see them and be like,
we made fun of him for coming.
Where the fuck is my hair? Why can't I cum? Dude, I was trying to cum way before.
Of course, but it was, he was the first one. So we were like, you know, we were all jealous that he could cum.
That's funny. I didn't think about that playbook. I was just kind of like, I turned it inward.
That's been my playbook since day one.
It's a sick move.
Once I realized I wasn't good at basketball, I was like, basketball's so fucking gay. I would like do layup lines at tryouts, just throw it against the backboard and be like, this shit sucks, dude. Yeah. So the second I realize I'm not really good at something, I'm like, dude, anyone who does that is fucking gay for sure.
Oh my god, yeah. That's such a sick movie.
Yeah, dancing, what am I, a fucking homo? I'm not gonna dance or sing. Then someone's like, you're a good singer, and I'm like,
yeah, I guess that's kind of a cool activity.
Singing is fucking sick. Me and O'Connor, this girl comes in and sits behind him.
Oh yeah.
And he's got his back to her, so he's facing me. I can kind of see her. She's like,
yeah,
hammered, gremlin, dude. She starts punching Chris, and he thinks like, oh, she's like,
yeah,
we're having fun. We're at the bar. He's like, hey, knock it off. Yeah. And he like went back to be like, come on.
Yeah, above the waist.
Cut it out. We're goofing. And she was like, get your fucking hands off me, you piece of shit. And I was like, dude, we got to move. We got to get the fuck out of here. And then she kept doing it. She started like actually like pushing him off. Like I could see him like
push
moving. And I was like, hey, could you please like stop hitting my friend?
Yeah.
And she goes, you're fat. I was just like, god damn it, lady. Dude, she goes, you're fat. And then she goes, pulled her tube top down, put out her tits.
She's wearing a tube top?
Yeah. She went,
Jesus Christ.
Pulled out big fat boobs. And
ladies who still wear tube tops.
Had she not been so mean to me, I wouldn't have been mean back. But she was like, you're fat, pulled her tits out. I was like, your tits are fucking disgusting, dude. Those are disgusting, you gross idiot. And she was like, yeah, I am ugly. And I was like, no, you're not. I'm sorry. Like, she was like so sad. But then she was like, yeah, I'm ugly. I was like, no, you're not. And she was like, but you're fat, so who cares? And I was like, well okay, you're ugly. Fuck you. She couldn't even see me.
Yeah.
Hit me with the you're fat. I was like, damn, she's hit me with like you're fat from like me sitting. She could just see like ear up. She was just like, you're fucking fat. I was like, Jesus Christ.
God damn. You haven't seen the whole of me.
And then we keep going. We go back to talking. She's just at the bar. She takes her fucking beer, just turns it upside down, puts it back, sits there. A bartender comes over. One of the fucking dudes came over and kissed her. He like came over to be like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, and he kissed.
On the lips?
It was a peck on the lips.
Whoa. And I was like, okay.
All right.
To be fair, then, that bartender was probably on coke.
Definitely.
To be fair, that guy was probably high.
She pours the beer out. She's just sitting there now. A guy comes over and is like, did you spill this? And she's like, no. I was like, you got to get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude.
So then they finally got her out. She goes to the bathroom. While she's walking back, that bartender that I saw kiss her is like, I saw all you guys looking at her when she was walking around. I was like, dude, you fucking kissed her. He was like, what the? No, I didn't. He like spazzed.
See, he did.
It was a great night.
That's pretty
fun.
That was
it. That was the end of it.
That was it.
I let him off the hook a little. I was like, I know. She kissed first. I was being generous, dude. He kissed a clearly blacked out woman.
Oh.
On the YouTube, the number one thing that like my parents actually asked me about, because I was just home in Chicago. I spoke about you and then I said, yeah, a buddy of mine's putting out a special on YouTube. And my mother was like, are you going to film when you come to Chicago? I said, maybe. I don't really know. I haven't decided about that shit. And she's like, you should do the YouTube thing. Can you make money on it? And I was like, well, you can, but it's also to...
Yeah, not really.
Right. Because, like, you didn't put monetization on the videos.
I didn't.
Yeah, and I thought about that. I was like, I wonder what's the rules. Like, what would you... Did you do it consciously, or you don't...
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Because you could... I didn't even add, like, a tipping option.
Why didn't you do that, I guess?
I'm pretty
Should
bad
we do
at
that now?
I'm bad at this stuff.
Should we go back and do it now?
No, it's just... the tipping thing, I think... I don't know how much money I would have made. I think maybe $10,000.
You say that, dude. It's a bummer because you'll never... It could have been so much. Who knows?
Yeah, I know.